Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Noah Hiles joins us now to talk about much more important things, like the Pirates firing Derek Shelton. I know that Ben Cherington, and first of all, good morning, Noah. I know that Ben Cherington claims to have said to Travis Williams and Bob Nutting that they should let Derek Shelton go. Is that how you think it went down? Do you think it was Ben Cherington and Ben Cherington alone's decision, or do you think this came down from on high?
I think it was more just a collective, all right, it's time. I think everyone understood. I mean, if you watch the full press conference, Cherington said at one point, Shelton wasn't surprised by this. I think everyone kind of saw it coming. And frankly, I think if Cherington did not recommend this, it would have been a bad look to his bosses just because of the state of the organization right now, the state of the franchise. This was something he had to do. I don't think he wanted it to happen. I mean, he's talked about how he and Shelton were in this together. But desperate times call for desperate measures.
Noah, do you think that Shelton is a scapegoat in this scenario?
I don't know if it's a scapegoat because it's hard to defend retaining a manager that started 12-26 in his sixth season after five straight losing seasons. But I think he is the easy fix for this. I think there are a lot of variables in play that will be explained here soon by the Post-Gazette that perhaps show that, you know, this was something that they probably had in mind in case this was going to go bad, that if the season started poorly, Shelton being canned was the first emergency lever they could pull.
Do you think Ben Cherington has any chance of being the GM at the start of next season?
I do. From conversations I've heard, if the season were to end, from conversations I've had, if the season were to end today, he'd probably still be their general manager this offseason. I think there's going to be an extensive review at the end of the season, but I really do believe his future with the organization is pending on how this team plays under Don Kelly. They haven't had complete health yet. And I think that they're going to review these 124 games with, you know, soon they're going to get Spencer Horwitz and Nick Gonzalez back and Bubba Chandler's going to be here. And eventually Jared Jones will be back. And if they play winning baseball with that group, if they go, you know, what would it be like 44-40 or something like that, which ironically would bring them to 76 wins. 64-60, excuse me. If they play just four games over 500 or something along those lines with this group under Don Kelly, I wouldn't be shocked to see him back.
Would you be shocked to see Don Kelly as the manager of next year if they do that?
In that scenario, I would not be shocked, no. I think that Don Kelly's future with the Pirates depends largely on if Cherington's still around. I mean, we've seen Cherington stick with his guys time and time again. There are people in this front office who were replaced in their role But rather than being sent their walking papers, they got another job in the front office. A position was created for them. They don't like, you know, going and sending their guys out on the street, essentially. So I wouldn't be shocked if they played well and Don Kelly essentially saved Cherington's job. That if that happens, I wouldn't be shocked if he was rewarded by remaining this team's manager moving forward.
What do you know about Don Kelly? Like, what could people expect? How different is it going to look? Does he have a different mentality to coaching baseball and managing baseball? What can people look for with Don Kelly being the guy?
I'll say this about Don Kelly. I think Don Kelly's going to be a big league manager one day. I mean, he is right now, obviously, but I don't know if it's all going to work here. Because this isn't, while he's been a part of the culture that's been built here, this isn't his culture. This isn't, you know, his creation. I think there's going to come a time in Don Kelly's career where he's going to get an opportunity to build his own thing. And I think that's going to be successful. I think this is a guy that I made the comparison to someone else yesterday that I could see him having a career arc like Dan Campbell, where he gets an interim opportunity with one place, kind of sees how it all works, and then goes somewhere else where he has an opportunity to, with a clean slate, to create something of his own and builds a winning, successful culture. This is a great guy in the baseball community, somebody that has had other job opportunities. I wouldn't say manager opportunities, but other really good opportunities to work in other organizations, and is going to get opportunities moving forward if it doesn't work out in Pittsburgh. I don't know if he can make the most out of this situation. It's not like he's providing much of a new voice because, again, he's been a part of this clubhouse since 2020. But I think what he can do for the remainder of this season for this team is find a way to individually motivate these guys. It's hard to assume that this team's going to find a way to battle back from their 14 games under 500 deficit. But if he can connect with guys on an individual level, show them all why they need to show up and play their best each day, from O'Neill Cruz to Ke'Bryan Hayes to Paul Skeens to even the younger guys like Henry Davis, go into the clubhouse and say, here's why you need to show up and be great today. There's an individual reason for every single person here. And if that works out, maybe they can collectively play better baseball.
Last thing here for you, Noah, do you expect any other changes on the staff? Like, will Mike Rabello continue to send guys home?
I don't know if anyone's going to lose their job in the remainder of the season. I do think there might be a shuffling of roles. I mean, I'm interested to see who they promote to be Don Kelly's bench coach.
Wainer.
There might be other guys who take on multiple titles, but I don't think they're going to fire like a position coach or, you know, a third base coach midseason. I think those moves, if they're made, will take place in the offseason.
Noah, this was wonderful. We appreciate the insight and the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Noah.
See you, buddy. Noah Hiles, very good beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, says that if the season were to end today, that Ben Cherington would likely be back next year, and that they're going to do an extensive review into what he's done now over six seasons.